Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, Emmanuel. I have a new claimant, Siobhan Robinson.
I'm ready to help. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, Siobhan.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Emmanuel here on a recorded line. I understand you're looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm here to help out. Just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now, were you filing on behalf of yourself or on behalf of a family member?
Myself.
Alrighty. And then you use the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers in the last 20 years, have you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, which of the following were you diagnosed with, endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Oh, very sorry to hear that. Roughly what date were you diagnosed?
Around June 2007. Oh, that's when I started. I'm sorry, of 17.
June 2017?
July.
Okay, so July of 17 is when you were diagnosed. So let me.
I'm sitting here looking at the. Hold on, I'm trying to look at my face.
Sure.
Oh, it's actually May of 18.
So May of 18. Let me put that there. 2018. I'm going to put May 30th just as a placeholder date, if you're okay with that.
Okay.
Then at what facility, hospital, or medical center were you diagnosed at?
The Mayo Clinic.
Which one? In what
city? In Rochester. Rochester.
Rochester, New York?
Minnesota. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're in Minnesota now? I bet it's really cold.
Man, it is disrespectful.
How cold are you guys right now?
With the wind chill, approximately 15 below.
Oof, negative 15? Are you, holy smokes, no thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And here I am complaining, I walk my dogs at 4 in the morning and it was like 40 degrees and like, that any day over negative.
Oh, no, I was out there with the grandson in the morning, it was frigid.
Oh, man. And then real quick, what was your doctor's name? Jamie Beckham Ganez. Let me see if I can find the spelling on that.
Yeah, B-A-K-K-U-M. It's a hyphenated last name, G-A-M-E-Z.
Okay, I see it here. Perfect. Thank you for that. Let me just plug in what I found there online, and then we'll go to the next section here. And then just to confirm, you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then roughly about how many times a year would you say you use the product?
How many is that? Every 8 weeks. How many is that a year?
Okay. So.
Yeah. What is that, about 6? Maybe?
About six or seven. I'll round up because it's 7, so we'll do that. And then let me go to this section here. And then obviously you're a U.S. resident residing in Minnesota, is that right?
Yes.
And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And while you were using the products, did you ever come across a friend or family member that also got sick like you, or not really?
Well, my daughter has been using the same relaxer, but that's a whole nother situation.
Okay, not a problem. And then I think you said you started using it in 2007, is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Up until you got diagnosed?
Yes.
In 2018? Okay. Let me put that here. So we'll say used from 2007 to May of 2018.
Correct.
And then, so you used it roughly 11 years or so. Now, were you primarily using it at home or at the salon?
Myself.
Okay. And which brand did you primarily use, would you say?
Just for me. Wanted to keep it light.
Just for me?
Thought I was.
Sure. Let me go here. And then we'll let the next section load here. And then just to confirm, I know you used it for over 10 years, so this question might sound silly for me to ask, but your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of treatments were you given?
Just chemo and pain medication.
Okay. Roughly around when did the chemo start?
And well, that was when it started right after the diagnosis in 2018, and became cancer-free in 19.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Okay. So we'll put your treatment started in May of 2018, and then it was the same treating doctor that diagnosed you, right? Beckham?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put her info in this section as well. And then let me go to this section here. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And I have your first name spelled S-H-I-V-A-U-N. Last name spelled R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Robinson. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And then let me go to double check your email. It seems to be your last name dot your first name at gmail.com. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah.
And then your cell I have is 612-501-4205. Is that the best email? Okay. And then what would be your present mailing address?
2510 McNair, MC, capital N-A-I-R, Avenue North, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55411.
Okay. Now, my computer, my system just registered it on McNair Avenue. It doesn't put North. Should I add that, or will it still go to you without it?
It should still come to me. I will put Avenue North.
Okay, I'll put North right
now. When it populates, I think you're right. When it populates, I don't think it adds the North. I just do.
I'm going to manually put it in here just to be safe. So let me add that there.
Okay. Because I know there's a McNair Drive as well. So.
No, just better safe than sorry, right? And then we're just about done here. A couple more sections. This next one asks if you would like to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
That's okay.
No, okay. And then the last section is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
8/11/77.
8/11/77, and then the social?
The last four, or you want a whole one?
Just the last four is fine.
4277.
And you said 4277. Okay, so you should be getting an automated text message here shortly. It's going to come to you via text and email. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to go next.
Okay.
But it's spinning still, so I'll let you know when I see that it's sent out, and if you don't get it, then I'll...
I have it.
Okay, perfect. Yes, I see it.
I have both. You want to open up the email?
Either one, email or text, whichever is easier for you. It'll take you to the same
review
place.
Document.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says please sign, my finger's not signing.
So if did you hit a yellow start button or not yet?
I hit a continue button.
Okay, perfect. If you hit the continue button, it might let you scroll down again and you might see a little box to check off that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures.
I checked that and then it says continue.
Yep, hit continue, and then after that, a yellow start button should pop up.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and then after you hit that start button, you'll see several areas highlighted in yellow. Click the downward facing yellow arrow, and then a white box should pop up. And then you'll use your finger, not your fingernail, your finger to draw your name in that box, or it'll let you select a pre-typed version of your name, if that's easier. And then you'll just
do you want me to actually will a signature be fine, or do you need to read the each letter individually?
No, you can just sign it like you normally do. Pretend pretend the pen is your finger, and then just because mine's a squiggly signature personally, and
And then adopt and sign and go down to the next one.
Correct. And then you'll kind of just keep tapping until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button. And after you tap that yellow finish button, if nothing happens, then it means we might have missed a signature somewhere. But if it processes after you hit finish, then we would be set there.
Okay, it prompted me to all of them. And now I'm going to hit finish.
Yep.
Okay.
And we'll see if it goes through.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, you're all set. So in about a week's time or so, depending on the workload, the firm is going to call you directly. Their call will be shorter than ours, but more important, they're going to call, introduce themselves, and then re-verify what we went over, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So it won't be until they reconfirm everything with you in their system that they, you know, put you in it fully. So like I said, that'll be the more important call. If they call and they miss you, maybe you're not by your phone or tied up or whatever might be the case, they'll leave you a voicemail with a callback number. But other than that, you're set for now. Obviously, try and stay warm out there and then have a good restful weekend, okay?
Thank you as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.